pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this snowy Tuesday, where a variety of things are probably going to be changed. And coming up on the program today, we're going to talk about, 2008 letter of, it's whatever you want to call it, commitment day, letter of intent day, signing day, blah, blah, blah. It's where, you know, high school kids get their day in the sun. Not necessarily around here, but they get their day in the sun making their commitments to collegiate football programs across the country. We're going to talk to Jeremy Crabtree of Rivals.com in just a couple of minutes here about the overall state of recruiting, where Nebraska is sitting. They continue to pick up names up to number 25 with the latest coming yesterday with P.J. Smith out of New Orleans. So we're going to talk with him. Also, Brandon Cool from Kearney High is going to join us. The NSAA has released the state high school football schedules for the next couple of years, and we'll get our first look at those. Plus, Tri-City Storm, UNK in action tonight. The snow is affecting some of the basketball around the area, and we will touch on some postponements and what we know about that at the moment. But all that and more is coming up on the show today. Got a special show this afternoon from Cunningham's. We're going to be there starting at 3:30. Big to-do is it's Fat Tuesday. And nobody's going to want to be out driving on this. They've got a great idea for you to go to the hockey game. They're going to feed you. They're going to give you a hockey ticket. They're going to give you the cover charge to the after hours or the after hockey party at Cunningham's. And, of course, they're going to give you a ride to the game and back to the game. And we're going to be live at Cunningham's. That's going on tonight at Cunningham's. So a busy, busy day.
We got to talk to those people at Cunningham's, though, about the days they schedule. We did the special one for the Shattering game. Weather sucked. We did one today. The weather really sucks. So we just got to talk to Mike and Wayne, the guys there. Maybe we can straighten some things out, make a couple phone calls, and get that straightened out.
This is the kind of weather, Daddy, that does not sell recruits on coming to any school in this state.
No, it certainly doesn't. But I think the coaching staff certainly has sold a few since taking over in Lincoln. And Jeremy Crabtree from Rivals.com joins us right now on the Doug and Danny Show. Jeremy, thanks so much for the time again.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Well, we're doing okay. I haven't had to scoop yet, so I'm glad about that. There is benefits to renting, I guess.
I guess that's true. How you, it's coming to Kansas City later tonight, though.
Hey, Jeremy, overall, I that's a question. How many kids anymore look at things like that, look at weather? Is it all success and facilities, or do they look at, well, Nebraska is not Florida, it is not USC? I mean, you ever hear kids talk about that anymore?
Depends on what part of the country you're from. If you're going out there and recruiting a kid in South Florida and you bring him up in January, it definitely can be a factor. It definitely can be an issue, but it's not like the overwhelming issue or overwhelming factor the kids use to make decisions. So it definitely is a factor, but not something that's going to make the ultimate decision for a lot of kids.
Jeremy, talk a little bit about Bo Pelini coming in and getting this class built up, I believe 25 now, strong commitments that hope to sign tomorrow, and where they stand right now.
Yeah, they're right outside of our national top 25, which, as we talked about before, it's a masterful job for them to be able to come in and kind of pick up the pieces of what was a train wreck before. They're 28 right now, and getting P.J. Smith yesterday, one of the top players in the state of Louisiana, was a nice, nice pickup. So to be able to pick up the pieces and really turn things around in a little over, around a month's time, it's been quite impressive.
Jeremy Crabtree of Rivals.com is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Okay, the question that seems to be the overriding one for fans across this state, yes, there's a lot of numbers here, but are these just kids filling in spots, or are they quality kids that are expected to sign on the dotted line tomorrow?
Well, no, I think you definitely. I think they did a nice job of addressing some needs late. They went out there and got high quality kids, but they addressed some needs at receiver. They addressed some needs further at linebacker. There are some athletes, the guys that can swing either side of the ball and play a number of different pages, a number of different positions. So I like this class. I think there's definitely some difference makers in there. Obviously, Baker Stein Cooler is a name that everybody's identified with. But when you dig deeper, you look at guys like David Whitmore, a very talented four-star cornerback from down in Port Arthur, Texas. You look and you see there's some other guys, you know, Brandon Thompson, a really raw, athletic offensive lineman, Ricky Henry, another offensive lineman. So I just like what this group did, and it met a lot of needs and a lot of the key positions they needed to address.
Jeremy Crabtree from Rivals.com joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jeremy, Baker Steinkler, a lot was made of him going to that All-Star game and during the week just absolutely dominating people. What did you see and hear down there?
You're right. Definitely dominated is about the most perfect words to use to describe it, because he went out there and was told when he got there, okay, you're going to play defensive line. He said, okay, went over there and just killed people. Couldn't be blocked the entire week long. And, you know, we've got him listed as an offensive lineman, but I think it's a 50-50 shot. Like he said last time I talked to him, that he could end up on the defensive side of the ball. But no matter where he ends up, he's going to be a great football player. Just works hard. His motor's always on. He's always extremely strong, very coachable. He's just what you want from a perfect five-star prospect.
What about the defensive line for Nebraska, Jeremy? You see a defensive end and a defensive tackle, and that's about a couple defensive ends here.
Yeah, if there's one area they probably wish they could have addressed a little bit more, it would have been that defensive line. But the good news is they do have two really solid defensive ends coming in there. Cameron Meredith is still very raw, but when he matures and fills into his body and grows into his 6'4" frame, he's going to be, he's going to be something special. And I'm a big Josh Williams fan also. He's a little slender. He looks a lot like those defensive ends that Missouri utilizes now, where they just put their hand on the ground and rush the passer. I think he's going to be able to fill that role here pretty quickly. And then they got the kid, the defensive tackle, Toyola from out there in California. It would have been nice to maybe add another defensive tackle in this group, but overall, it's still not that bad.
Jeremy, I think at one time they thought they added those guys in Semi Cooley and perhaps an Eddie Brown, both decommitted. Where does Semi Cooley look to be going right now? Because it was undecided last I knew after he committed again to Oregon State.
It is. He is apparently still pretty solid with Oregon State, unless that's changed here in the last 24 hours. And that's a kid that you kind of still want to keep your eye on come National Signing Day. And the word with Semi is still, he has a lot of work to do academically. I don't know how people would have gotten him into at Nebraska or Kansas State, the other schools he was looking at in the Big 12. It was going to be really difficult to get him into school. So we'll see what happens, and maybe he'll pull the surprise and end up signing with Arizona tomorrow, or we'll just have to wait and see.
Jeremy Crabtree from Rivals.com is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jeremy, is there anybody that Nebraska could backdoor by tomorrow, by signing day? Is there any surprises?
You know, I don't, looking at everything that we've looked at here this past couple of days, I don't know if there's going to be any surprises. Everybody that was kind of still on the board is on the board. The one guy we thought might wait it out was the Kerry Cooper kid, but he went ahead and announced. P.J. Smith talked about waiting all the way until signing day, but he went ahead and pulled the trigger on Sunday. So right now, it's kind of just, let's get these faxes through the machine on tomorrow morning.
Okay, anybody on the other end of that, the Nebraska's had some people back out the last couple of years getting close to signing day. Anybody you say leaning against, maybe not a real firm commitment out of this group?
Boy, if they're out there, I don't know where he's at, because to be honest, it looks like that these guys have definitely done a good job of solidifying their commitments. And that's one thing that this new coaching staff has done a tremendous job of going out there and doing. And they've worked really hard to make sure that they know the lines of communication are open, what time everything's happening, when to expect everything. I mean, there was some kids under Bill Callahan's watch, like it or not, just didn't hear from the Nebraska coaches here leading up to signing day. So talking to most of these kids, we've heard that the lines of communication are wide open. They know exactly when they're supposed to be sending their letters in, and so hopefully we'll just have all of them come rolling in tomorrow and know what to expect.
Jeremy, you've kind of touched on this a little bit. We talked about Baker Steinkuhler, and I'm sure Coach Pelini will be asked tomorrow, can you pick a couple kids that might step up and may even contribute this upcoming season? Outside of Steinkuhler, who are the couple names that you think could step right in here out of this class?
Well, I look at any of the linebackers in this class because linebacker is a monster need. Maybe a Will Compton, maybe another guy like Alonzo Whaley. If he, you know, this linebacker seems to be a big priority. Defensive back also does. I mentioned David Whitmore earlier. I think he has a great shot. Sean Fisher, another linebacker that could come in and play pretty quickly. So I look at any of the defensive backs or linebackers that having an early opportunity to come in and seeing some action.
Jeremy, before we let you go, stack up the Big 12 for us and where Nebraska sits in that.
Well, right now the Big 12 is led off by Oklahoma. Oklahoma landed all three of the top players in the state of Texas, all three five-star prospects, so they did a tremendous job. Texas A&M, Colorado, Missouri, Oklahoma State are all in the top 25, so that's six of the Big 12 schools in the top 25. Nebraska is right outside the top 25, just ahead of Kansas State. Kansas, Mark Mangino did a tremendous job this season, going to sign his best class, but still limited because of the sanctions from a few years ago. They're only going to be able to sign around 20 kids. I like the class, though. Texas Tech, Baylor, and Iowa State round out the conference.
Well, Jeremy, we look forward to seeing if all these kids sign on the dotted line tomorrow. And there's always a surprise out there. Have I seen right? USC number one overall in the country?
No, Florida is number one, but that's likely going to change. I think Alabama's got a great, great shot at pulling off. They're still waiting on three top 100 kids that I expect to commit to the Tide. So they will probably be the number one team in the country.
And how long till they're on probation?
Jeremy, thanks so much for the time, as always. Great to catch up with you. Enjoy your very, very busy next couple days.
All right, stay warm up there. Take care.
Take care. Jeremy Crabtree of Rivals.com. Alabama, give me a break.
Nick Saban, I just $4 million. Paying their assistants $500,000.
Just seriously think about it. You lost to Louisiana Monroe. You're 6-6. You've been there a year. How could you possibly convince the best class to come to Alabama?
You said it.
Exactly. Wow. National 11-10 signing day is set for tomorrow. And, of course, the weather may have a little something to do with how quick some of the letters get in and how we see what's going on around this part of the listening area. Brett Maher has said, maybe we didn't even really touch much on this last week, that he's going to walk on at Nebraska. And you're going to see a lot of that with some of the kids around the area walking on or maybe not necessarily playing football or not going Division I. I think that's what we're going to hear and see a lot of tomorrow.
Yeah, I think you're going to see those numbers of where they were around that probably 15, 18 range of people to walk on. I think that number is going to jump up to probably 30-some kids and get that back to when Bo Pelini was there the first time under Frank Solich. And, of course, Tom Osborne's the one that started that deal and kind of got that Nebraska pipeline rolling in there and made several communities throughout the state feel like they were a part of it. It's going to return to that, and you're going to see a number of kids. And that probably doesn't bode well for Coach Daryl Morris and his staff. It probably doesn't bode well for UNO and their staff, Wayne State, Shattern State. Those kids are going to go to Lincoln and walk on, and people that can come in and contribute at a Hastings College that don't right away, they're going to go spend 3-4 years sitting on the bench to maybe get on special teams as a senior that fifth year and hope to get on that field down there.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us, DougAndDaddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Still have emails rolling in from the Super Bowl this weekend. We'll take a look at a couple of those. Also, Bob Knight decides to step aside. And where does the Giants upset rank in all of NFL history, including the Super Bowl? And, Addy, last night, because it's the moment, ESPN's SportsCenter's top 10 all-time plays in the Super Bowl, number one, the Eli Manning to Tyree reception. Less than 24 hours after it happened, it's the number one play in the history of the Super Bowl.
It's certainly one of them. Douglas, I want to go back to yesterday and my afternoon and evening spent a little bit out and about. Had to referee a couple freshman games. Literally had more than a dozen people come up to me and say, does Doug really not think that was a good Super Bowl? Over and over and over again. Is he kidding? Trying to get people to listen? Is he delusional and needs to be on medication? Do they drug test? I heard all these things yesterday. Over a dozen.
The places you hang out, I'm sure that they would have all been on your side. Yeah, fine, whatever.
Over a dozen. I'm talking in between first and second quarterbacks.
All you had to do is listen to the show and listen to ESPN yesterday, radio, television. I'm not the only one saying that. Jim Rome led the show off yesterday. You can't call it the greatest Super Bowl when it's 7-3 going into the fourth quarter. That was the exact quote.
I totally disagree, but that's what makes the world go round.
It
has to be 45-42 going.
No,
into, I mean,
no. If you all of a sudden you're that good that you can score three touchdowns in the fourth quarter, well, where was it for the first three? We'll take a break. We'll talk more about the Super Bowl, Bob Knight, and coming up, we'll take a look at high school football schedules. And, maybe not quite as many Week Zero games, thank God, this time around. We'll talk about some of the area schedules. Brandon Cool is going to join us. A lot more coming up after this.
What are you listening to?
The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I can't put up with you people because you're bastard people.
These guys really suck.
Awful. So bad.
Anyway, our heroes will be right back. People are talking about the Doug and Daddy blog at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's all good.
I'm surprised to hear that because that is new information.
You bet. The Doug and Daddy blog is all about insightful commentary and learned opinions from our dynamic duo.
Yep, can't they talk about
certain controversial issues, pretty much anything they want to talk about.
And of course, you got to talk back.
That story was completely inappropriate.
The Doug and Daddy blog on ESPNSuperstation.com. Let them know what you think.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Tri-City Storm is home for six of the next seven games, including three this week, Tuesday against Sioux City, Friday and Saturday against Cedar Rapids. The UNK men's and women's basketball teams will host Shadron State on Tuesday night, then travel to Colorado Mines on Friday. The Hastings College women will be at Nebraska Wesleyan Tuesday. The men will be at Wesleyan on Wednesday. Then the squads will travel to Dort in Sioux Center, Iowa on Saturday. The Nebraska men's basketball team will be at Kansas State Wednesday. The game is on Fox Sports Midwest at 7 o'clock, while the Nebraska women are at Colorado on Wednesday evening. The UNK wrestling team will duel Grand Canyon of Arizona at home Friday and Western State Saturday. The Hastings College wrestling team will be hosting Briar Cliff Saturday. The Nebraska wrestling team will host Oklahoma on Sunday. And the UNK and Hastings College baseball teams, weather permitting, are scheduled to begin their seasons this weekend. And that's a Sports Minute.
Now through Valentine's Day, click on ESPNSuperstation.com, the Super Deals section, and receive half off during the Sweetheart Sale.
A snow and blowing snow advisory is in effect across the area during the day today, as we'll see more periods of light snow with 2 to 4 inches of accumulation. Temperatures will stay fairly steady or falling from around the lower 20s, with north winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Snow showers are possible early tonight with a low at 8. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 19.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Ken has a vendetta against me from the email. First, he sent me a nasty email, which he's totally off base, and we don't read every email on the show, so I threw that one right in the trash. But then this one, the subject, thought you shut me up, huh? As I sat at my computer on this cold and snowy morning, the remnants of the sweet smell of victory from this Sunday last permeates the room. But lo, I am reminded that across town sets two dejected souls, the big fella and what's his name. I assume I am what's his name. One has to admire their grit and determination. The defeat of the Dallas Cowgirls at the hands of the New York Football Giants would have been enough to slay any mere mortal, but yet they persist. The death blow coming last Sunday surely did them in, but again they arise from the agony of defeat to sling their poison-tipped arrows in my direction, with none hitting their mark. In a few short months, Touchdown Jesus will again be smiling and the Notre Dame fight song will fill the land.
Oh, God!
Go Irish, Ken. You know,
here, let me wad that one up further.
Here's what I figured out about Ken. He's a third shifter that hits the 7 a.m. happy hours. That's the only thing I could go with there. So, you know, good for him.
Got Mike from Grand Island on the line, guys.
Mike, what's going on?
Not much, guys. Hey, I just wanted to call and let you know that about an hour before the Super Bowl the other day, I was sitting in front of my computer, and I had my Doug and Daddy t-shirt on, and my little two-year-old son just turned two. He came up to me, and he pointed at Daddy, and he goes, "Daddy." And I go, "No." I go, "Well, it is Daddy, but it's not your Daddy." So I had to explain that to him. It's kind of hard to do that for the two-year-old, but I really like wearing that shirt, so I'll keep wearing it.
Mike, thanks so much for the call. It is funny. It is funny because my brother-in-law has one, and I've got a nephew, and I don't know what, he's probably had it a couple years, so from 2 to 4, well, the shirt says Doug and Daddy, and he's kind of got a head like yours.
And he's got so, a good melon on him. I do know this gentleman.
It does somewhat resemble that, and he just thinks it's Doug and then his daddy. Poor fella.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Go with it, kids. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Douglas, before you know the NFL season wraps up, we got to look ahead towards next year. We're 2 days removed. Who's in your Super Bowl next year? Right now.
Dallas. If they don't screw things up. And Boy. Boy. Patriots out. Chargers out.
Interesting.
There's got to be somebody that's coming up the ranks here. Who am I missing? Cleveland, no. Cincinnati, probably not. Although I'll pick them to make the playoffs. Baltimore, I think they've been kicked out of the league. Obviously, Miami, Buffalo, and the Jets, no chance. New England lost the Super Bowl, and so obviously they're eliminated. Boy, right now the Colts and Steelers are kind of dancing around as maybe the two teams I would look at in the AFC.
Derek, let's make sure we get these down. Colts, Steelers. I mean, this is just a this is a fun deal. It's just a fun deal.
And what do you
look back at your, I've actually got the Cowboys and the Jaguars. I like David Garrard. I think they're making some nice progress there.
So let me get this straight. You can we put this down on whatever he's writing it on that we'll lose in a week? That you have got off the Baltimore bandwagon and now will curse the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yes, I'm going to stick that dagger right, not only through their heart, right through their spine, their head, everything's the big dagger going right through the Jacksonville Jaguars.
That's cold. That's cold. You know, it's too cold outside to do a lot of things today.
But it's not too cold to go play with the new golf simulator. By the way, one
where
of
the... Do that at?
Prairie Hills Golf, where they have a new attitude about treating their golfers right. One of our friends that goes out and enjoys the golf simulator, first of all, we want to tell him happy birthday because he's big, strong Dave Roseberry, and he's going to turn 40 tomorrow. Now, if you're big, strong Dave Roseberry, you only got one more day to be big and strong because once you hit 40, buddy, it
downhill.
Goes...
Downhill.
It's... So this afternoon, I think Dave Roseberry, probably big, strong Dave Roseberry, be swinging the golf club at Prairie Hills. Go out and wish Dave a happy birthday. Have a refreshment because they've got drink specials going on all day long today because, well, it's cold outside. They need you inside. Complete bar with drink specials, sandwiches, and snacks. Come meet the new owners and operators, Curtis, Kurt, and Nick. See the new clubhouse and feel the new attitude at Prairie Hills, 9 miles north of Menards on Highway 10. It's a golf course owned and operated by golfers who know what it takes to maintain the course and keep their members happy. Drive out today and get your 2008 membership. They're going to fit a membership to your needs. Maybe you can't get out on many weekends. You're gone to the lake a lot. You want a five-day membership, they've got it for you. As low as $290 for that single five-day-a-week membership without a cart. Up to full family seven-day memberships with cart rental included. Talk to them today. Get a hold of Curtis, Kurt, or Nick. Doesn't matter. At Prairie Hills Golf, come see the new attitude at Prairie Hills Golf.
Can I ask you a question which has nothing to do with what you just said? I'm just curious.
Yes.
How many people you know that go to the lake on the weekends regularly golf?
Several of them.
That go to the lake regularly on weekends also regularly golf, which would be tough to do because there's not that much time in the week. But I'm just asking. I just, you know.
Well, I think a lot of people do that, Douglas. Yes.
I'm asking about the people you know, which is quite a few.
Yeah, I think several of them do.
All right. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Bob Knight steps down at Texas Tech. Evidently is not going to be criticized for this one, even though, you know, a month and a half? You could have stepped down at the end of the season, but you bail on your team in the middle of the year. You know, I haven't heard that angle yet, and maybe it's selfish reasons that we'd like to see Bob Knight, but he's not going to do anything anybody wants him to do. That's very obvious. And you get to see all the old Bob Knight clips anytime something like this goes on. But is it really over for Bob Knight, 9:02, and he just decided, well, this is it?
67 years old as well. And I think a lot of people maybe think, well, you know, what's he going to do? Well, I think the guy enjoys the outdoors, hunting, fishing, shooting people.
Golfing.
Golfing. He does play a little bit of golf.
Maybe give some tips.
662 wins at Indiana. 662 wins. And I think Dick Vitale is saying it very well. You know, the legacy he left at Indiana was the 3 national titles. And obviously, a lot of things go with Bobby Knight. You can like him, you can love him, you can hate him. You can call him a bully, do all those things. Not once was there a recruiting scandal or violation. Not once was there any improprieties of any kind at any of the schools he went with. Yeah, you got to say one thing. The guy did it the right way. Now, whether he treated his players always the right way, you can probably argue that for days. You can read several books about it. Nonetheless, he graduated kids. Everybody that played for him, or 99.3% of the people that played for him, will stand up, and there's a loyalty unmatched towards this man.
So Bob Knight steps out of the way. Patrick Knight, who had been already the coach designate about 2 years, maybe even 3 years ago, that came down. And so they knew that when Bobby Knight stepped aside, Pat Knight would get the job, and they played Baylor tomorrow night.
Get right to it. Yeah, there's no time for Texas Tech to sit and ponder. They got to get fired up and continue on this Big 12 schedule. And see some of the clips of Bobby Knight from this year. You know, team is kind of struggling along here. You got to think the record he put up at Texas Tech, 138-82. That's really an amazing record. Taking a team to the Sweet 16 at a football school, not known for basketball. When he got there, really not good at all. Had to turn things around. To have a 627 at Texas Tech win percentage, that is amazing. Amazing when you look at the job he did there.
Your thoughts on Bob Knight on the Nebraska recruiting class, or you can log on and vote on our ESPN poll in one question brought to you by Prairie Hills. What do you think of Nebraska's recruiting class? Log on and vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Jeff and Carney says, here's an idea for a poll question. Who is your early favorite to win the Super Bowl in 2008? My choices for favorites would be, well, then he lists half the league. Packers, Cowboys, Giants, Pats, Colts, Seahawks, Chargers, Steelers. Really going out on a limb there, Jeff. I would expect to see even more parity in 2008, with most every playoff team from 07 being as good or better in 08, and many teams that were knocking on the door of the playoffs being much better. There's only so many wins out there. I'm already looking forward to it with the great interest. By the way, you're going to watch the AFC versus the Cowboys game this weekend? What a joke. And with all those Pro Bowlers, how in the world did the Cowboys not win the Super Bowl? Thanks, Jeff.
See, Doug, you say, way to go out on a limb there. Well, if you take Baltimore, God forbid, on that list, then you get bashed for 14 months about Baltimore and the Ravens. So you got to put down those favorites. I think that's another email.
There's a line between stupidity and insanity. You came out and said Baltimore's going to the Super Bowl. I said the Saints and the Bears would struggle this season.
Jeez.
You know.
Amazing. Amazing. Deserved a better fate is the subject of this email. Douglas, cheaters don't win. That is why the football gods let the Patriots win 18 straight and then kick them square between the legs. It was one of the most beautiful things I've ever witnessed in my life. Really enjoyed Belichick's post-game interview. At what point did Hoodie become the most miserable person in the world? Fast Willie, the number one Patriot hater again.
If you're going to feel sorry for any one person, and again, here's something I really haven't seen talked about a lot. He was talked about during the week. But if you're going to feel bad for one person, Junior Seau. He's the only one that really, well, I mean, legit, that didn't have a ring. And Junior Seau, 18-0, you'd think, wow.
Not Randy Moss.
No, Junior Seau.
Fair enough.
I mean, people aren't going to feel sorry for Randy Moss. That goes with the territory, but would have been nice to see those great players get a ring. Daddy, overall, just kind of a quick thought before we go into break here. There's some talk about where the upset ranks. I think the majority here is saying this is not the biggest upset, and it's not anywhere close to that big of an upset, because a lot of people were saying this would be a close game. A lot of people were saying, Vegas, you are way off the mark with this 12-point spread, and they were right about that. A lot of people were even saying, you know, I think the Giants have a chance to win this game. So all of that means it was just an upset, just an upset.
How many? Yeah, I think you're exactly right on that, Doug. You want an upset. I think it was when Joe Namath goes out and does something like that because, well, he was the only one that said that. Everybody else thought that would be a beatdown. And then, of course, the Jets win like they did. That's a true upset. But, yeah, I think you're right. I think the Giants had a capable team. They had to play well. They did play well and come away with a victory. Will the New England Patriots be dismantled? They've got a list. And it's unrestricted and restricted free agents of who the New England Patriots could lose. And where will the organization, Scott Pioli, go with the direction of this team? Because big name after big name, Asante Samuel, Teddy Bruschi, Junior Seau, Jabbar Gaffney, Randy Moss, Troy Brown. You know, those are all big, big names for that ball club. Will they try and re-sign those guys? I don't, you know.
Randy Moss, out of all of those, Randy Moss would be number one. And Teddy Bruschi, if he wants to stay, I guess. But outside of that, I think they could survive with just, if you're going to sign two, I would think those would be the two. And I don't know what Teddy Bruschi's status is. Everybody was calling him slow in the Super Bowl. And God knows they weren't playing a quick Giants team.
Well, they were playing a much quicker team than they were. Now, regardless.
The Giants have never been looked at as quick.
The defensive,
fast.
With OC and Strahan, I think that they have certainly been looked at as fast. Against
Where does Bruschi play?
A linebacker.
All right. That has nothing to do with their defense. That's all I'm saying.
New England restricted and unrestricted free agents, 15 of them. Then you look at the Giants, who many people think is a favorite in the NFC, just with such a young group. Remember, 11 rookies on this team out of the 53. And you're looking for big names on their list? Kawika Mitchell, linebacker. That seems to be the big name. You got Tynes and Fiegels, the kicker and the punter. Now, I don't know if those are household big names, but you look up and down their list of like 10 of them, no big names. They've got those guys coming back and they're ready to play some football. So it'll be interesting to see if in that New York market, if they can get this deal rolling and Tom Coughlin can keep it going. But if you're comparing the two teams, New England's certainly got its work cut out for it in free agency. And or if they're going to keep these guys around.
Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, more football talk. We are going to be looking at the high school football schedules that have just come out for the next 2 years. We'll catch up with Kearney coach Brandon Cool after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'll be back in a moment.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding you. I wish I were.
Won't believe your eyes when you stay at Microtel Inns and Suites. Not because of the free high-speed wireless internet and free local and long-distance calls. Not because of the plush bedding and daily complimentary continental breakfast. And not because our stylish new decor looks like something you'll find in a magazine. And certainly not because with our MicroPass card, you can earn free nights at any Microtel. So what makes Microtel so unbelievable that a hotel this amazing could be this affordable? For a great hotel at an even greater price, visit MicrotelInn.com.
Axe stinky poetry. Smelly belly. You are so smelly, belly. There is a spray. That smell must obey. Obey the spray! Obey the spray! Get fresh and no longer smelly, belly.
This has been sponsored by From Funky to Fresh. Kill odor-causing bacteria with Axe Deodorizing Body Spray.
Why pay too much for your next pre-owned car or truck? Since 1981, Carney Auto Sales on East Highway 30 has earned a reputation for selling quality vehicles at affordable prices. Carney Auto has a great selection of extra clean cars, SUVs, and pickups. Need a rental car? Take advantage this month of Carney Auto's special low rate of $19.95. Tax-free fun time is fast approaching. At Carney Auto Sales, you can buy here, pay here, too. Stop in today or call for details at 236-7009. Open weekdays till 6 and Saturday till 4.
Casey's, it's all good. Casey's, it's all right. Casey's make it any way you like.
Right now at Casey's General Stores, get any large made-from-scratch specialty pizza for only $12.99. Not valid with any other offer.
Casey's General Stores. Casey's, it's all good.
A well-appointed funeral home may not seem very important today, but on the day it's needed, it means everything. At O'Brien Stratton Funeral Home and Cremations, you're always assured of the highest quality service in the best possible surroundings. For the grieving family's added convenience, O'Brien Stratton also offers a large community room with full dining capabilities, plus plenty of paved off-street parking. Count on O'Brien Stratton Funeral Home and Cremations. The better facilities, the better service, and the better value. Kearney and Elm Creek.
This is Josh Berge, number 19 of the Tri-City Storm, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstations 14, 16, and 1550 AM.
A snow and blowing snow advisory is in effect across the area during the day today, as we'll see more periods of light snow with 2 to 4 inches of accumulation. Temperatures will stay fairly steady or falling from around the lower 20s, with north winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Snow showers are possible early tonight with a low at 8. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 19.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. There will be basketball tonight between UNK and Shadron, because Shadron's already here. Tri-City Storm Hockey, we're live at Cunningham's this afternoon, starting at 3:30. Special Doug and Daddy Show to get you ready for what's going on. Cunningham's and the Tri-City Storm, $15 package will get you out there. They're going to feed you. They're going to give you the hockey tickets. There's Fat Tuesday fun afterwards. And it's all for just $15. There's giveaways at the Cunningham's, T-shirts, beads. Get you ready for this last big day for Lent.
Well, Doug, we don't have a hockey ticket. They've got one for you at Cunningham's.
Oh, yeah. $15. Ticket to the game. Feed you before the game. Take you to the game. Bring you back from the game. They cover your $5 cover charge for the post-game party at Cunningham's. It's all there. You can get your tickets at stormhockey.com or at Cunningham's. Just stop by this afternoon. And they'll have plenty of room for you. We'll be there starting at 3:30 this afternoon. And, of course, $1.50 Wells or domestic long necks, $2.25 big-ass beers tonight. Oh, baby, 23rd and 1st downtown Kearney, all kinds of great things. It's Fat Tuesday. Happy Fat Tuesday to you.
Enjoy Fat Tuesday. And if nothing else, stop by and give Wayne and the fellas a punch. Good opportunity. Yeah, it should be a great night at Cunningham's celebrating you know, nice to know it's going to be 80 degrees in New Orleans today. 80 degrees and thunderstorms, so it'll get some stink out of some of the streets if it rains a lot. So people celebrating down there. A whole bunch of parties popping up all over that state, but, of course, Bourbon Street is the one that catches everybody's eyes. And you always see the stuff on the Internet, the street full, and interesting to get down there and celebrate Fat Tuesday. That's when it all gets started.
Well, this weather is going to screw up a lot of things, and it starts with Adams Central St. Cecilia tonight. The girls' game canceled. This is the last week C and D are going to get in regular season games, so you got to play sub-districts next week, some of them on Monday, and some of these teams don't want to play Saturday. But I'll guarantee you Adams Central and St. Cecilia aren't playing the bunny bracket game Monday. This is going to mess up with some wild cards. We've had this happen before. The boys' game will be played Saturday at 7:45 varsity JVs before. The girls' game has been flat out canceled.
I find that interesting with wild card points because I do not know between schools who makes a determination whether you're going to play again. Some of these schools that are good don't want to play El Crapo tonight because it hurts your wild card points more than if you, even if you play them. And I don't know who makes that agreement whether you're going to play that game or not, but it'd be interesting to see and who would benefit from the wild card points and who would not benefit from them.
Kearney High has postponed today's swim meet versus Hastings and the varsity boys basketball games at Hastings. Both events will try to be rescheduled. Also, the Horizon Middle School boys basketball game against Cozad has been called off. So, Adams Central St. Cecilia called off tonight. Hastings-Kearney basketball game tonight has been postponed as well.
A lot more cancellations. And Doug, you mentioned earlier in the show that the football schedules were released, and we're pleased right now to be joined by Kearney High Bearcat head coach Brandon Cool. Brandon, good morning. Thanks so much for the time, as always.
You bet. Good morning, guys.
Well, good morning. How's the day off treating you?
Not too bad. We're getting ready to start a one-on-one basketball game down here in the basement. So can't complain. I'm a pretty good shot blocker when it comes to going against 3 foot nothing. So I'll win that game for sure today. At least I'll be 1-0 after today.
Well, the schedule released today, and let's run it down for the folks that haven't seen it and don't know. Of course, classes A and B now all starting in what is week zero, which will be that final Friday in August this year, and then going through 9 weeks, and I guess I could just call it week one. What's it matter? But anyway, week zero, Kearney High will host Grand Island at Foster Field to start the season, and then back-to-back road games at Papillion La Vista South and at North Platte, and then Lincoln North Star comes in. Then you've got games against Lincoln Southwest, Lincoln East, Elkhorn, Norfolk, and Lincoln Southeast in the district. You knew what your district, everybody knew what their district was a couple of months ago. What about the non-conference, I guess, or non-district? We knew that Grand Island and North Platte would be on there, so just kind of your thoughts.
Yeah, without a doubt, playing that first game of the year against Grand Island, what a great matchup to start our football season. I feel like coming in, Grand Island's going to be one of the top five, six teams in the state of Nebraska, and to keep a couple guys healthy, they could be very dominant come playoff time. But we're concerned about getting ourselves organized and ready to go. We really like our schedule. We have a nice opportunity to play at Foster Field to start the season and then travel back-to-back games, like you said, to Papio South and to North Platte. And we don't know much about Papillion South. We've seen them on film, but that's about it. And obviously North Platte's going to have a good football team. So the top two out of three games on our schedule are always competitive rivalry-type games with Grand Island on week one and North Platte week three. And we feel very, very confident in getting an opportunity to play those guys.
Coach, going to the Metro, was that one of the things that you really hoped to do with this schedule coming out?
We tried to get an opportunity to put at least one Metro school on our schedule. We put a couple teams, number one and number two. We did not get those teams. So, to be honest with you, pretty surprised that we have Papillion South on our schedule. And, in fact, I got an email from Mark Fritz from Papio South, and he was fired up at me for putting them down as one of our requests. And I kind of emailed him back and said we did not do so. So you never know what the NSA is going to do. And it's one of those things where it's pretty difficult for those guys to get those schedules to be complete. But, again, like we tell our kids and like we talk about within our program, we'll play anybody anywhere, and nothing better than getting an opportunity to play Papillion South.
Kearney football coach Brandon Cool joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. There has to be disappointment there, aside of who you're playing. I know that at least what I've been told was that you and Millard South were trying to keep that rivalry going, and I assume you both put that down pretty high.
No, we did not. I don't know where you got your information at, but Millard South, I told Andy Means that the hard part about being in Kearney is when we geographically, we're going to get Grand Island and we're going to get North Platte, and which is perfectly fine with us. So we really only have one decision, maybe two decisions to get an opportunity to request. And from our standpoint, we're going to request somebody else that we have not played. 3-4 years ago, we played Millard West two times and then also once in the playoffs. And then Millard South, we played Millard South in the regular season plus twice in the playoffs. So we've played Millard South enough here in the past that we're always looking for those one or two games to play somebody different, and we definitely got that in Papillion South.
And to follow up, that was also my reaction. Why in the world would Kearney want to play Millard South again? Let's find somebody new from the Metro. But Kearney High with Grand Island, Papillion South, North Platte, Lincoln, North Star. I look at this, and overall, if you just kind of look at where it's been the last couple of years, compared to the schedule that you had, and maybe just because of the district, the way it was set up, this looks like the wild card points might not be as high this year. I won't say the schedule's weaker because every schedule in A is tough, but it looks like you've got some teams here that if they're going to be as good as the schedule you had the last couple of years, there's going to have to be some improvement from some of these teams on your schedule.
And we think we're going to get that improvement. Yeah, as you look at especially our district is very balanced from the past couple, 2 or 3 years. Throwing Elkhorn in there, who's been very successful in Class B, that's a big concern for us. But we get an opportunity to, I don't know if it's good or bad, to play those guys clear to the second to the last game of the year. They might have the ball rolling by then, but to play 7 games on their schedule and then come in and play against Kearney, hopefully that's a big advantage to us. But as we look at it, Papillion South should have been a playoff team last year. They were in one of those brutal districts, and they were kind of the odd man out. Grand Island, like I said earlier, going to be one of the top teams in Class A. North Platte's always competitive. And I think Lincoln North Star, you just really don't know what they have coming back. I know they were disappointed in how they played against us a year ago. But, just those guys making the playoffs last year, they have regenerated some enthusiasm there at North Star football-wise. And I guarantee Coach Waller will get those guys ready to play. So if you kind of compare schedules the last couple of years, we feel like this is a very competitive schedule. And if we can keep some guys healthy and fill in some holes where we need, hopefully we can be competitive throughout the season.
Yeah, I kind of like that from a selfish standpoint, coming from a small town. And with Mark Waller being at Lincoln North Star, I'd like to see them roll into town. And you guys have to go them and play them just because of that aspect of the coaching staff. Coach, I guess if you look at your district, and you break that down, would it be safe to say that you're the overwhelming favorite, though, right now as you look ahead?
With the guys, experienced guys that we lost from last season, we really only have about 2 starters back, really 1 starter. If you did talk about Brady Roeder, but we throw Benny Molina into that group. From the starting standpoint, we're going to have an inexperienced group, especially to start the season. Lincoln Southwest is going to be very competitive. They have been the last 3 or 4 years. I think Lincoln East always has a good football team. Don't know anything about Elkhorn, Norfolk. Just talking to some people like around the Fremont and Columbus area, they thought Norfolk's young kids were pretty good. So they might be a year away or 2 years away from being competitive. And Lincoln Southeast, rumor has it a lot of those kids that have gone to Lincoln Southwest, that's kind of changing. A lot of kids are starting to gravitate back to Lincoln Southeast. They feel like they're freshman kids this year. Talking to Coach Larson, they felt like the freshman kids is one of the best teams that they've had come through in the last 5 or 6, 7 years since those new schools opened up. So that's a good scenario for Lincoln Southeast to get kind of their tradition back and going again, but a bad scenario for us. So, again, it's all the way from top to bottom. We feel like that district is going to be very balanced to start the season.
Well, you got 130 of them out. You got a few kids to pick from up there, don't you?
We have a handful of kids, and we're going to see if we can't add a few more to that list. But our kids will come out. They'll play extremely hard, get themselves prepared over the off season, and they're definitely, hopefully, fun to watch come Friday night. And I guarantee they'll play hard.
Well, that opening night of the season, Grand Island Kearney. There won't be any better way to start football in this part of the what? What's the matter? There won't be any better part to start things in high school football when Kearney and Grand Island battle in that week 0 game. And, Coach, sure appreciate the time, and we look forward to the season.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Take care. Brandon Cool, head football coach at Kearney High, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We will take a break, look at a couple other schedules. Tri-City Storm hockey game tonight has been postponed until March 11th. We'll give you the details after this.
Star versus a cell phone. While a cell phone is great for many things, people think it'll help if you're in a crash. But a cell phone can break. You're out of range, the battery dies. OnStar, on the other hand, can contact you if you're in a collision. If there's no response, an advisor calls emergency services with details of the crash. That'd be pretty hard for a cell phone to do. So, in a crash situation, you might want to put your money on OnStar. Visit OnStar.com for system limitations and details.
Hey, this is Terry Bowden for Rivals.com. Man, where were these guys when I was recruiting kids at Auburn? Shoot, when I was coaching, we'd bounce all over the dadgum country and stay in every little town you'd ever heard of just to find the college football info you get on Rivals.com. Check it out. Local writers and passionate fans serve up the inside info about recruits and every college football team out there. And right now, the folks at Rivals.com will give you a free 7-day trial when you sign up. Like they say, the game is never over at Rivals.com.
Free trials are subject to additional terms and restrictions. See details at Rivals.com.
You can play them in the hall. You can listen while waiting in the mall. You can play them in the sun. Take them with you when you run. Play them in the park. It's okay to listen after dark. You can crank them in the car. Cause Play On Demand means they're ready whenever you are. The Doug and Debbie Show, available on podcast. Brought to you by Cunningham's Journal of Kearney. ESPNSuperStation.com is the place to go. Just click on the Doug and Debbie podcast button and there you go.
Hi, this is Shelley Smith from ESPN. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
A snow and blowing snow advisory is in effect across the area during the day today, as we'll see more periods of light snow with 2 to 4 inches of accumulation. Temperatures will stay fairly steady or falling from around the lower 20s with north winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Snow showers are possible early tonight with a low at 8. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 19.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Well, Storm has called their game off for tonight. They have announced that the Tri-City Storm Sioux City Musketeers game postponed because of the winter weather. The game has been rescheduled for Tuesday, March 11th. All tickets dated February 5th will be honored on that date. You can call the Storm offices for more information.
Well, Douglas, that screws up everything at Cunningham's except Fat Tuesday.
Yeah, they're still going to have Fat Tuesday tonight. And now you don't have to worry about leaving. You just got to stay. I know that makes you happy.
Beads, beads, and more beads.
There's always hockey.
There's always hockey.
Only one Fat Tuesday.
You don't show anything for the beads, do you, Daddy?
No.
That's okay.
Keep the shirt on.
You know, we do have a pair of tickets for tonight's UNK Shadron State game, which Peter Yazvak has told me is on because Shadron's here. So if you would like a pair of tickets to UNK Shadron, just give us a call at 1-888-455-ESPN because we want you to go. So if you want to go to Shadron State, UNK, you need a pair of tickets, call right now. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Trying to update some of the basketball that's been postponed or canceled. Adams Central, St. Cecilia, girls canceled. Boys will be playing on Saturday. The Kearney Catholic Centura girls game for tonight has been moved to Saturday afternoon. Just getting some of this across here as I'm scanning it, Daddy. Some of this is not varsity action. Callaway at SEM girls game for tonight has been canceled. The Hastings-Kearney game tonight has been postponed. Also, Hastings-Kearney swimming has been postponed. Also, want to take a look at some other things, basketball or sports-related for tonight. I'm still looking. Looks like that might be most of the stuff that's been called off for tonight, Daddy.
Well, a lot of stuff, obviously. It always interests me about the wild card points coming down the stretch here and how that affects things. And you got to talk to the state. You know, some of these teams, if you're from the outside looking in, if you're on the inside, don't want to play. I understand that. But if you're one of those teams that says, "Hey, they've got to play this game," I also see the point in that when they're on your schedule. And I think the NSAA is probably going to have to address that at some point.
Sutton and Tri-County girls basketball game for tonight has been canceled. Sutton and Tri-County, Wilcox, Hildreth, Overton girls and boys basketball games have been rescheduled for Saturday. Wilcox, Hildreth, and Overton rescheduled for Saturday. I'm sure there's more of this to come, and we will keep you updated right here on ESPN and all of our sister stations as well. Get rid of those tickets, Derek?
Yes.
Who's going?
Doug from Grand Island is the winner.
All right, Doug. Hey, great. Well, I think we've just about ran over our time for today. I want to thank all the fine folks that have joined us on the program today. Jeremy Crabtree of Rivals.com. And, of course, to Brandon Cool, head football coach at Kearney High. Hastings High will open at Columbus, play Schuyler, Scotts Bluff. They go there and Seward before getting into district play. Adams Central, their first three games, Seward on the road, Crete at home at Platteview. Then they host Holdridge. For Kearney Catholic, trying to look real quick here, they go to Sandy Creek on the opening day of the year like they have the last 2 years. They have taken on them, and then they play Ravenna and Donovan Trumbull in their non-district games. Grand Island, Kearney, Norfolk, Omaha Central, and Lincoln Southwest are their non-district games. Northwest will play York, Columbus Lakeview, Crete, and Ogallala. And Grand Island Central Catholics non-district games will be in Superior, Boone Central, and Centura. Tomorrow, Jenny Kropp will join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, former Central Catholic and Husker volleyball standout among our guests on signing day.
Also, Sean Callahan, Huskers Illustrated, will get things started. We'll see you tomorrow, Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!